The long-awaited rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11 started in the D.C. area late last week. That came after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gave the final okay. D.C.ists Colleen Grablick visited one of the district's first pop-up clinics. And she told WAMU's Rachel Curzius what she saw.
So what you just heard was the scene at one of the city's first of two walk-up clinics for kids that happened on Friday. It was in Ward 8. I got there right when it opened, around 3:30, and a line was already wrapped outside of the building and up the street. Some kids were on the ground with coloring books and iPads. Others with a bit more energy were running around and screaming. And then there were some that maybe looked a little bit scared of what was to come. Kathleen Jamby's 5-year-old son, Nicholas, was the first of the afternoon to get his shot. Nicholas and his mom got there around 2 p.m.
We were first in line today, and I made him a cake. So we have a cake waiting at home. We're going to have a party.
Another pop-up clinic also happened on Friday, and that was in Ward 4, and it also drew a similarly large crowd.
An hour and a half wait. Wow. No wonder kids were going a little bit wild. Did everyone manage to get a vaccine?
Unfortunately, no. This location, the Fort Stanton Recreation Center, was only giving out 200 doses that afternoon. At some point, DC health folks running the clinic told parents they might be receiving 50 more doses within the afternoon. But then around 5 p.m., they came out to say that it would only be 200. So anyone that didn't have a numbered ticket yet was turned around. And that was a sizable number of families. I should also say, I noticed the line was overwhelmingly white families, although Ward 8 is predominantly Black, and it's also the ward with the lowest vaccination rate among kids ages 12 to 15. And as we know, in the first months of the adult rollout in D.C., a majority of those doses were going to residents in wealthier, whiter wards.
Thinking back to the adult vaccine rollout, it was really like the Hunger Games at first to score an appointment. Is that what you saw with the rollout for kids?
I would say in some ways, yes, and in other ways, no. Obviously, everyone in line was super eager to get their kids a vaccine, but I was standing near the back when the DC health worker came out to tell parents that they wouldn't be able to take them that day. And instead of frustration, their reactions were just a bit disappointed, and most immediately just started talking to their kids about where they were going to try next. It seemed like everyone had a backup plan. And DC has a long list of elementary schools and recreation centers, as well as doctor's offices and pharmacies that are offering the kids vaccine. I think a bit of the chaos on Friday can be attributed to the fact that it was the first day they were offering this no appointment needed walk-up, first come, first serve clinic. I spoke to Dr. Claire Bogard. She's a pediatrician and the director of the vaccine program at Children's National Hospital. She said this time supply isn't really an issue. It's just going to take some time to ship out all of these allotments to localities and pharmacies. By later this week, she expects more and more opportunities to pop up and kind of stay there on a stable basis.
I actually don't anticipate it being a big scramble. For parents who might want to be in that first group, who cannot find a spot, I would say just keep looking.
And she said it's important to keep in mind, too, that not everyone is going to want a vaccine for their kid.
Did you talk to any kids about how the shot went for them?
I did. So it was a tough day for some kids. Nicholas, whose mom you heard at the beginning, was literally hiding under a bench after his shot. But remember, he's only 5. Others were very excited, though. They got these red shirts at the end that I think are supposed to look like some sort of superhero shield, but made out of Band-Aids and the DC flag. I talked to Elias, who is 7, and he told me he's most excited to go to museums, specifically the Natural History Museum, once he's fully vaccinated. And here is Preston. He's in 2nd grade after getting his shot.
This day, it was just a worth of a day.
Another little one told me the shot took exactly 1.1 seconds. He's very brave, and he wasn't scared at all.